Two.
Authorize a grant agreement with Apano Communities United Fund not to exceed $33,000 to support the Asian Pacific American Communities United Against Hate project.
Colleagues, I was absent last week on city business, and I've reviewed the record for this item. My understanding is that this item was pulled off the consent agenda last week for further discussion. The Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, APANO, provides culturally specific services and was selected as a provider of these services by the Portlanders United Against Hate, PUYA, selection committee, a process that was run through the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. In the fall bump, our fall budget process, the council authorized the funding. What is before us today is the grant agreement, which ensures grantees are compliant with the city's values to receiving funding. While this grant agreement is generally a standard grant agreement, there is additional language that considers the recent allegations against APANO. To be clear, the city takes these allegations regarding workplace equity and fairness incredibly seriously. That's why there is this additional language which acknowledged the audit report being performed on the organization. The city reserves the right to terminate the grant agreement if the findings in the report are found to be out of compliance with the city's values as stated in the grant agreement. Here to further discuss and answer any questions are Carrie from the Office of Neighborhood Involvement and Grant Manager Sheila Craig. You don't look like two people.
I'm not. I'm just the one. Sheila's here. My name's Carrie Coe with the Office of Neighborhood Involvement and the Portland United Against Hate Grant Program. And I am just here to answer any questions that you might have about this grant.
Colleagues, any questions?
So if I might just interject, I was the one that would not vote for this last week, so it's why it's here today. And this issue was unknown to me until you raised it, Mayor. I think it was during the fall bump when APANO was here receiving a major capital grant from us. And I simply believe that we, somewhere, somehow, some very brave people stepped forward and brought these allegations to the light of day. And as one thing we've learned in this nation over the last 6-7 months, it takes very brave people to produce some very profound changes in the way we interact with each other and the way we treat each other. I feel that it's no longer a business as usual with respect to allegations of gender, sex, or sexual orientation discrimination. And for us to approve this grant today is the business as usual approach. Hey, we hear the allegations, we're going to investigate them, but we're going to go on funding you just like we always do. And APANO gets a lot of funds from us, as do many other organizations. And I think this council needs to set an example here that until we get this report, until we know whether these allegations have any substance to them, we should withhold our funding to APANO, to any other organization of which allegations of gender, sexual orientation, or sex discrimination are made. We need to hold people to a higher standard. That's one thing we've learned. And that's why I will be voting no on this. And I urge my colleagues to do so as well.
So you see the position we are in. So I'll give you your best shot here, because it's my understanding the way the contract has been negotiated, I'll just call it the innocent until proven guilty scenario. But it puts a significant financial burden both on you and asks this council to take commensurate risk. As I understand it, what it would require you to do is, in the event that the allegations are proven to be true, we would both terminate the contract and you would be obligated to pay back any funds that have currently or that have already been deployed. So I guess my question to you, based on Commissioner Saltzman's, I think, very important values-based statement, is this. Why should we not just wait, as Commissioner Saltzman suggests, until this is cleared up as opposed to forwarding the contract today? Give us your best case.
Great. Great. I'm glad to hear that the council is taking this seriously. I think that we and the Office of Neighborhood Involvement takes this very seriously as well, which is why, in part, it's built into the contract, and we've been working with APANO to figure out how to move forward. So the piece of the grant that I think is important to bring to this conversation is the fact that, one, APANO has told us that they are on track to bring this report, as is indicated in the contract, that they will have it to us by the end of February, which is what was requested of them. And second of all, this, as you all probably know, is a reimbursement grant. So actually, funds are not automatically distributed once you approve this contract. And actually, it takes a significant amount of time for the reimbursement to process through the city. So the time that we have to figure this out is substantial once we move this forward and they can start doing the work.
So why not just hold this off and pass it later on an emergency basis?
Could I answer?
Commissioner Fritz?
This is about getting money to the community in response to an identified community concern. So it says in the ordinance, APANO and IRCO co-hosted a listening session in the Jade District in April to engage with Asian and Pacific Islander community leaders on how they are responding to the new political climate. The takeaway was that immigrants are deeply concerned about their personal safety. A few Chinese restaurants had their windows broken after the white supremacist rally and the march down 82nd Avenue. Personal safety has risen to the top of APANO's list of priorities. APANO members' kids are being called Japs in the Muslim community of Oregon, many of whom identify as Asian. The number of incidents of bigotry is so high that several Muslim-owned restaurants had to shut down during the month of Ramadan because they are afraid of being targeted. So to me, it's urgent that we get this money to the community, and it's not really benefiting APANO. They're going to be supporting the community in reporting these hate crimes, and that is urgent. That is here and now, life safety.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner Fritz. I would agree that APANO has been active in working with Portland United Against Hate. They've been a part of the coalition. They've been bringing the issues to the forefront of how folks in the Jade District in particular are being directly impacted by this and doing the work on the ground to help folks from that community to be a part of building their own capacity to take action and support the community's work, and then also bring that perspective to the wider community about what's really happening out there east of 82nd.
So I want to be clear. Mm-hmm. I have long supported APANO, mm-hmm. and the issue around immigration and protection and services, that's not in dispute for me at mm-hmm. all. I mean, my preference would be definitely to approve this contract, get the resources out into the community, and go forward. I'm just trying to figure out the logic chain here. Mm-hmm. You yourself just said we don't really need the resources right now. If we don't really need the resources right now, what's the big hurry? Give me an answer to that I can take home.
Yeah. So the logic is that we want to keep the resources moving out the door as soon as we can. So they have until the end of February to submit their report. We want to be able to offer them their grant money as soon as we are able, because they have already been approved for this grant. This is for this fiscal year. So really, we are like more than halfway through the amount of time that they should have already been able to get reimbursed for their grant.
Okay, so this is for the current fiscal year and closing it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're just running. We want to keep things moving because we want to respect the fact that they're already out there doing this work, and we have been working with them to make sure.
So I have a question.
Commissioner Fish?
I have a question. I'm going to pose it to our council. So this is now a non-emergency ordinance. So if we passed it today, it would not kick in for 30 days. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it is contemplated under the contract that we're adopting that the APANO will provide a report to council within that 30-day period, correct?
I believe that's the calculation, yes.
What is the recourse? So let's say the council gets the report. I'm following the logic of Dan's argument. And the report is deemed by the council to be non-responsive or inadequate or raises other questions. What recourse does the council have at that point?
Well, the way that the the ordinance is drafted, it's the authority is given to the mayor to execute the granting agreement. So if the mayor, if it was the sense of council that the mayor should not execute because the report came back in with information that was of concern to the council, then the council could, as a sense of the council today, ask the mayor not to execute it under that scenario.
Well, and here's the other challenge. We don't actually have a clear standard of how we would evaluate this. And I don't want to go too far afield here, but I'm guessing that we regularly approve distributions of funds to entities that have pending lawsuits, HR complaints, challenges before administrative bodies and the like. And generally, we don't require all that to be disclosed. There is a process for that to be evaluated. There is a process for someone that brings a complaint against an employer, which is, I used to do this law, so there's many different ways that you can get recourse. The council has, however, said that we want a report to better understand how the agency is dealing with this matter, which, by the way, the agency has been very transparent. They've sent out communications to the council explaining the nature of the complaints and what they're doing. I might suggest this as a compromise because I don't think there's a significant disagreement here on values. So let me make this suggestion to Commissioner Saltzman and the mayor. Why don't we just make a either sense of the council or friendly amendment that says that in the next 30 days, the mayor will only sign this agreement provided the report has been furnished and has been reviewed by each council member and the mayor is satisfied that provision of the contract has been honored and that this money can be dispersed. It doesn't mean there might be another opportunity down the road if other information comes out. But I think what Dan is saying is don't put the cart before the horse. So by effectively delaying this by 30 days because this is non-emergency, I would be comfortable delegating to the mayor to review the report with his colleagues and make a sense about whether he should sign the agreement.
Clarifying question, Commissioner Fish, and thank you for offering up an alternative here that I think is responsive. Would it be your intention then to make an amendment but add an emergency clause to that so that the 30 days is already commencing?
I think whether we do that, Mayor, or it just slides to next week and we adopt, at any event, it's going to take 30 days because the emergency clause has
been
removed.
That's correct.
I have a few things to add, if I could, as the commissioner in charge of ONI and the program that's being impacted. Unfortunately, I wasn't here when this conversation really originally happened and the language was added to the ordinance around receiving the report. My support of this ordinance has no bearing on my feelings about the allegations. I strongly disagree that these funds should be held hostage and that this program should be further delayed pending this report. I have confidence that Apano is going to take the appropriate action based on the report, and it has taken an extraordinarily long time to get Portland United Against Hate officially launched. Apano is providing critical support to the program. It's really not kind of a optional. I believe they're doing data collection. And can you elaborate on what Apano will be providing us?
Yes, they are planning to be a point of contact, which is what we're calling the data collection and tracking mechanism. And then they are planning on doing work with ERCO and other folks in the J District to do community capacity building around dealing with hate in their community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This money is for the program. It's not paying for the ED's salary. And I certainly appreciate how serious these allegations are being taken. I appreciate the conversation as a woman and as someone who has experienced sexual harassment. I feel this is really off base.
So can I just make one comment?
Commissioner Fish.
We have already voted to authorize the $33,000 grant. We are simply giving the mayor the authority to execute this agreement. But there is one, I'm just going to gently push back on one thing my colleague just said, because we do not have the actual luxury of separating out the issues, because the standard grant language that we what we operate in at page 5, which goes into every agreement, says, in carrying out the activities under this agreement, grantee, which in this case is APANO, shall not discriminate against any employee or applicant, and it goes on to explain the duty. That is a standard that we impose in every contract, and that is a standard that at any time is can be formed the basis for the revocation of the contract. Now, we don't So it puts me in a bit of a quandary. I have great confidence in APANO. I have already supported the grant. I would like to see the money go out the door. I support the program. We are literally talking about a 30-day timing issue. A report will be issued within 30 days, and presumably that report will say APANO has taken affirmative action. That may very well be enough for all of us to say that satisfies their requirements. The money is then distributed. What I think... because this is no longer an emergency matter, all I'm suggesting is that we give the mayor the chance to review the report before he puts his signature on the agreement. And on the assumption that APANO does give us the information that we seek, we should go forward.
Commissioner,
but we have the luxury of the 30 days to do that. And that's why I think we should consider taking advantage of it.
Commissioner Fritz.
Commissioner Fisher, I hate to argue with a lawyer. It seems to me that the language you just referenced on page 5 is about the employment under this grant and that they will not discriminate. I totally agree with everything Commissioner Udaly said. I think this is a very urgent issue that, as I said, is life safety for people in this community. And I would be very upset, Mayor. The report will come. I have every confidence in that. If it shows that action needs to be taken, that is a separate thing from getting the money out to the community for this purpose. And I would be upset if you did not sign the contract in 30 days.
That was my question. Thank you for highlighting that particular language. But at what point does that come into play? Are we going to look back? How far do we look back? If the charges are or the accusations are unsubstantiated, then we I wasn't here when we changed the terms of this grant, and now we're changing them again, and that's really what I'm taking issue with.
Well, and what makes this case, in my view, unique is the level of transparency from the grantee and others about what the issues are. So it's not my desire to put obstacles to putting money out the door for community-based projects. Again, that's why whether we do this formally or informally, if the mayor just acknowledges that he will review the report, and if he has any concerns based on the report, get back to us, otherwise execute the agreement. That's the insurance policy that I would need. I don't even need an amendment if the mayor is comfortable with that.
I'm comfortable with Commissioner Fish's amendment as long as we get the report. I mean, there's still the possibility that somebody at some point, probably an attorney, depending on what they find in this investigation, is going to say, we need more time, or we can't give you this report because it exposes us to a liability. I mean, we've served on this body long enough to know we hear those lines every day in this job. But I am comfortable supporting Commissioner Fish's amendment as long as it would be clear that if the report doesn't come within 30 days, the mayor will not execute within that 30-day period.
So are you seconding Commissioner Fish's motion for the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Commissioner Fritz and Saltzman, respectively.
No, Fish.
I'm sorry, Fish and Saltzman,
and may I just be clear, Mayor?
Yes, sir.
It is my goal, and I have been a longstanding supporter of APANO and their work, that the intent of this amendment is within the 30-day period that would otherwise have to elapse before the effective date of this ordinance, that you would be able to review any report furnished by APANO, and as long as you have no concerns based on that report and advice you get from counsel, you would proceed to sign the agreement. Which seems to me to be a very modest compromise that captures Dan's concerns without setting a precedent, but also ensures the money goes out the door within 30 days. The only question is whether APANO, which has previously made a commitment to give us a report, meets that deadline. That's their response.
All right, well, let's do this. We have several options on the table. And why don't we take some public testimony? Let's let this sink in, and then let's have a conversation after the testimony.
And it's public testimony on the amendment, right?
It would be public testimony on the amendment. That is correct. How many people do we have signed up, Carla?
We didn't set out a sign-up sheet because this was a continued item, but I know Mary Seip would like to testify.
Okay, we'll let Mary testify. Thank you. You can come on up.
Hi, my name is Mary Seip.
And then Lightning, and then the list is closed.
I really appreciate the conversation and the deliberation around this, and I think what you're trying to do, I really appreciate, because you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. If an individual person is misbehaving or treating an employee in a discriminatory manner, that's one thing. What is that? How does that reflect on the entire program and the good that this program does? And I think Commissioner Fish's proposed amendment is a really good, not just a compromise, but a way to get to what you're really trying to do here. And yet it's not holding the money hostage. It's not withholding the money. It's just saying, you know, we've got this 30-day window. Let's use that window because you're not, the money's, nothing's going to happen with that money in the next 30 days anyhow. It's not going to be distributed. And I think this is a good deliberation because, like I say, I don't think we want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but we also don't want this swept under the rug. And I think you're doing a very good job of finding a good balance here between addressing those different issues.
Very good. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Justice Watchdog. I absolutely agree with Commissioner Fish on his position on this amendment. And why it's important is that this also allows APANO, again, to provide the report, the mayor to review the report. Everything looks good. Everything moves forward. It has to be done like that because in the grant agreement itself, these terms are very important to follow. If something looks out of place, it has to be reviewed, it has to be adjusted, and that's what's being taken care of right here. It's not a long time frame out. They're not asking to extend this out a couple months. They're just saying get the report reviewed by the mayor. So absolutely agree with Commissioner Fish and feel that's the proper way to move forward on this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Colleagues, any further questions before we call the roll on the amendment?
Point of order, Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Just
because on your very last day.
On my last
point
day.
Of order, excellent.
So to the extent that I'll be working with the council clerk on incorporating the change, I just would like to clarify that what we're doing is adding some language to the ordinance, not to the contract, and it would follow the Directive A and be inserted as a new B so that it would authorize the mayor, and then there would be the following paragraph that would incorporate the language offered by the commissioner.
Commissioners
and that's
Fish
that's
and Saltzman?
How I would draft that up if the motion passes.
Yes, and keep it very simple. The intent of this is that the mayor would have the opportunity to review the report with council prior to putting a signature on the grant agreement within the 30-day period. So there would be no delay. I do not intend this to be precedential, and it simply addresses what I think Commissioner Saltzman has raised as a timing question. And I think we should give the mayor the opportunity to review the report before we require him to affix his signature. And that's the intent.
Colleagues? Call the roll.
Fritz.
So this amendment does further, it would, if it passes, further delay getting the money out because we wouldn't vote on the actual ordinance till next week and then it wouldn't go to effect for another 30 days. I don't believe we need to have an amendment to direct the mayor to use his good judgment. There was a process to allocate these grants, and we know the purpose of this grant is to get the aid to people in the community. And I concur with my colleague, Commissioner Udaly. I try not to speak on behalf of impacted communities, and I have not heard from anybody in the Asian American community, Pacific Islander community, that they don't want us to give this grant. We've heard that they do want us to be very mindful of the investigation and the report, but I haven't heard anybody speaking against the purpose of this grant. No.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
I have also not heard from a single community member up until today, so we have two, who is concerned about us allocating these dollars. I, again, appreciate the seriousness with which these allegations are being treated. If this grant was going towards Apano's general fund, I may be more apt to support it, but it's not. It's going toward a very specific program or service that is a vital part of a program that we need to move forward on, and I don't support it. No.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Any further conversations before I move this on? This is a first reading. It moves to second reading. Item 104.